The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. Good morning, West Coast. Good afternoon, East Coast. And good day, Australia. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy for today's show, but sad too, as I will explain in just a moment. Benny, thank you for corralling the stampede. And many thanks to one and all for tuning in. So today, I'm here all hour ready to take your calls and do readings for you to provide some guidance, clarity, and insight with whatever may be blocking your way. Today, I'm doing a not one, not two, but three card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. So, before I get to calls, I have to say something about this show. Benny, I don't want to say it, but I have to. It is hard to believe. However, I started Mainstream Metaphysics Radio a year and a half ago. I had never done radio before, and I was so super nervous. It has been such a wonderful experience, one that I will always treasure. However, alas, next week's show, May 3rd, will be the last Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I always talk about taking risks and moving forward despite the desire to stay in the known. So I have to follow it myself. I will still be around, available for readings over phone or Skype worldwide, and who knows, you may see me or hear me back on air in the future. But I will talk more about this next week as I heap love and praise on everyone at Transformation Talk Radio. And like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, we'll have to say goodbye to Benny, who has been my guiding rock this past year and a half. So not looking forward to that.
Oh, well, you are welcome back anytime. It's been an honor serving you and a pleasure to have you on our station and, of course, the network, Transformation Talk Radio. And, wow, I was referenced with... what was it? Wizard of Oz, right? So, all right. I'm right there with you.
There you go.
It's awesome. I love it.
Well, we'll talk more about that next week. Oh, wait, that as long as I can, because this could be so sad to say goodbye. But today, before we get to calls, I just want to begin by thanking all of you for being here each week in support and openness. When I started the show, I had no idea how it would be received. I do tarot card readings, but I am not a fortune teller. I talk about energy, but I use metaphysical techniques. I truly have one foot in the metaphysical, but one foot firmly planted in the mainstream, so it was a bit of a wild card for me. Now, it has been a true honor for me to talk with and do readings for all of you. I have loved it. Thank you for being there. Now, if you want to keep up with what I'm doing, send me an email at info@elitetarot.com, or you can go to my website and go to contact us. If you send me an email, just put news in the subject. You don't need to write anything else, and I will send more information once I know what I'm doing next. Now, when I started with this show, it was 2016. I bought a notebook where I wrote down the name of each caller, sort of my way to connect energetically with them. I compiled all the names, and while I won't get to all of them this week, I want to thank each and every caller who called in. Now, I'm doing this alphabetically, so with much appreciation and many thanks to three feathers, A, Aubriana, Amla, Ashiel, Alexa, Alyssa, Amy, Annie, Angie, Anne, April, Anna, Arabella, Artemis, Ashley, Barbara, Bernetta, Bob, Bryn, Cammy, Carol, Carrie, Kathy, Charlene, Chris, Christine, Claire, Colleen, Cynthia, David, Deborah, Diane, Donna, Eddie, Elaney, Emily, Emma, Erin, Yvette, Francis, Gary, Gigi, Gretchen, Heather, Holly, Jackie, Jenny, Judy, Julie, Karen, Kathleen, Kathy, Katie, Kay, Kelly, Kiki, and Kimberly. Yes, I know that was only eight.
That was impressive. That's a lot of names for you to rap out there.
I practiced that.
Nice job.
Now, I know that was only A through K. However, I will do L through Z, and I actually have a Z name next week.
All right.
So thank you for calling for readings over the course of the show. You made it special. So more on this next week, but let's get to readings. The phone lines are open. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you'd like some additional clarity on your path, tarot card reading can be helpful. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive, and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. Well, we can look at all of this through the lens of the reading. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me, even though there's just one more week of the show, just to honor the universal energy that's been put forth for your reading, so the messages don't become redundant and superfluous. However, I always love updates now more than ever. Now, for those tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Although, it only has one more week left. Just a brief bit about me. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on helping them tap into their own power to create change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, using that which is in your power. That is my whole focus. It's my belief we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels at this point as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, leading to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back, so now they're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. I sort of liken myself to a vocal coach. It is not my role to tell you to sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with your glorious voice, to use your instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic, as in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to affect change, optimal success, and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the reading. Sort of like a mainstream metaphysical midwife. It's not my baby. I didn't put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby once it's delivered. I don't determine the gender or the sex of the baby. I'm just there to be solely a support to help guide the person's own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. My company, by the way, is Elite Tarot, which you can find at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, and we go really in depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of your life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site at elitetarot.com. That's elitetarot.com. Or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com, because I'm not going anywhere. Just the show is a last ending. In addition to doing individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide, corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, as well as workshops nationwide on finding your purpose, embracing change, and manifesting healthy and joyful love. In addition, I also have recently developed a series of webinars, which you can book directly on my site. The first webinar will be on May 23rd called Manifesting Joyful Love at Any Age. Next, I have a webinar scheduled for May 28th called Turning Resolutions into Reality. And finally, a webinar scheduled for June 5th called Just Getting Started, Navigating Retirement Age. While the webinar will be presented live on the dates that I mentioned, you don't have to be there at that time. If you register for the webinar, you'll receive a link so you can hear it whenever you choose. In addition, everyone who registers will receive a 2-card tarot card reading by email for the additional personalized guidance on the topic that's connected with the program. Webinars are $35, so it's a chance to get a little bit of everything at a much more reduced rate than booking a direct reading. However, today readings are free, so give me a call. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Gail, hang tight. And I'll have to add Gail over to next week because I don't have a Gail in this week's list, but I'll put that Gail in my L through Z list. So hang tight because we're going to take a quick break. If you'd like a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, doing readings all hour today. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. The show only has one more week after today, so if you've been thinking, ooh, maybe I should call in, this would be the time to call. But let's get to readings. Just so listeners know, I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. I'm using the Rider-Waite deck, so if you don't have a deck handy, you can look the cards up online. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat, cutting the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. I use the non-dominant hand because that's the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll be fanning the cards face down in front of me and using my non-dominant hand, running my hand along the backs of the cards until three cards energetically call out your name, sort of like sticking to my fingers saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. However, I always like to start with a small disclaimer. I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor, and a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are just cards. They are just pieces of cardboard. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. So let us just get this party started and let us go with Gail. Gail, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling. Is there anything you have a question about?
I'm just trying to figure out how to, about work. My husband and I just work so hard all the time. And, you know, what's next? How can we get some passive income, or how do we shift this?
Yeah, well, while you've been talking, I've been picking three cards on your behalf. I totally hear you, and I always say I have no idea, but hopefully we'll get some insight from the card. So I totally hear what's going on. Oh, interesting. So let's take a look and see. So the first card that came up was the Knight of Wands. Now, I love... If you've heard the show before, I always talk about how much I love when clients put kings and queens in the core position, because it really talks about strength. Now, for a knight to come up in the core position, it's the knight does the bidding of the king, which means that there's less of a feeling as if you're running your life, but rather your life is running you. And it's shown in this card because you see this knight sitting on a horse, and the horse is just going full speed, and the knight has a look on his face like, holy crap, this horse is riding. Where's this horse going? I'm afraid I'm going to fall off. So there's not a feeling of control. And the longer this goes on, the more that kind of saps away at all of your abundant strength. So it becomes this vicious cycle. Now, This is a positive card, but only in a very specific situation, and that would be if you're stepping out of your comfort zone where it feels unfamiliar, but I don't feel like that's the case here. Here, it's more of this kind of vicious cycle where, like, things are kind of going off on their own journey, and you're, like, holding on, but where you really want to be is in control of guiding your path, guiding your destiny, guiding your direction. And so it doesn't feel so much like it's taxing from you. Does that resonate so far?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's add to this with something challenging or blocking you, and it's the Five of Pentacles. So now this card shows two individuals, and while we can call it you and your husband, I don't have his energy here, so let's just call it all you, left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine energy. And they are standing outside kind of clearly a church, a community center, some sort of place of feeling like there's a belonging, a connection. And they're out in the cold, shivering, there's snow coming down, and the analytical brain is just pushing forward, whereas the more creative part of you, the more inspired part of you, has got kind of a bandaged ankle and is using two wands as crutches as he's just kind of trying to catch up with the brain. And so there's this feeling of disconnection that only complicates this matter. Now, initially you had the Knight of Wands, and wands tend to talk about feeling inspired, tapping into an abundant sense of creativity, letting your passions feel like they are being heard and listened to. And so here we're this, that part that's got the twisted ankle, using wands as kind of the crutches, is really not, there's not a feeling of where you're connecting with a place of feeling truly belonging. This is separate from you and your husband. It's more in terms of your career, in terms of a place where you feel your voice is heard in that professional landscape. And then to complicate that matters even more, there's that feeling of just your creativity, which is abundant, is just kind of sitting on the shelf gathering dust. And that's so frustrating because you want to be able to use it. You want to be able to feel that, wake up and say, oh yes, I'm using all that passion and creativity. So again, we've got that kind of vicious cycle, which only then kind of halts that energy and creates that self-fulfilling prophecy, which is not what we're wanting to do. Before we get to the advice card, just want to touch base. Does that resonate so far?
Oh, totally. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get some advice on this, on how to move this around. Okay, so the advice card is the Strength card. Now, the Strength card is card number 8 in the Major Arcana. And the thing is that sometimes energy shifts in ways that are counterintuitive. So it's kind of like if you have a headache, you know, you can twist your neck 5 ways to Sunday, but what's causing the headache is an imbalance in the hips, which is caused by your shoes. And so twisting your neck, it seems like, because that's where the pain is stemming from, it seems like that will fix your headache, but it's really fixing your shoes, changing the way you're walking, changing your hip imbalance, which isn't necessarily causing direct pain that you can see that then can build upon itself. Here with the Strength card, you see that two duality of energy, but it's a very different duality of energy. On the bottom of the card, you see a lion. We call that the shadow. That's that part of us that's just there to keep you safe, keep you in survival mode. If there's an earthquake, you want your shadow present and leading the way, because that's the energy that's going to be hyper-vigilant, is going to be watching for places to go, looking for safety, telling you you need to move to the left or to the right. That energy is a very important part of us. However, when it comes to embracing a chapter filled with joy and creativity, if that is the energy which was leading for valid reasons in the past, if that energy continues to stay the primary energy, it makes it that much harder to see and embrace those open doors and gifts from the universe, which might be a little bit tangential to what you're doing or separate from what you're doing. Because if he's in control, if that shadow part of you is in control, he or she is in control, then it means that you would either look suspect to open opportunities or you might not see them at all. The second part of this card, you see that higher energy of you, this angelic white dressed woman who is lovingly placing her hand in the lion's mouth, not kicking it, because it's like it is part of you. You're one in the same, but it's blessing and thanking that energy for keeping you safe during the turbulent times, but it is also taking back control and saying, you can just, you lion can go lie down and take a nap right now, because my more open energy, my higher self, my higher purpose, where I just want more for my life, my creative vision, all those passions, my dreams of letting those come to the surface, we're taking back power, even though you can't see the result right now. So it's almost making that communication with that shadow. In addition, after you do that, take a sheet of paper out, tap into that 8-year-old, 10-year-old Gail when you were imagining where things would be, all the wonderful things ahead of you. That hasn't changed. Tap into that energy and write down on paper the dreams you have. If you could have the most perfect job in the world, what would the qualities be without any specifics? You don't want to put specifics in there, because that puts that shadow on alert, and it ties the hands of the universe from exceeding your expectations. And so write it down on paper, because you may find surprises. What do you write down first? It may not be what you think in your head. What doesn't make the list? Or what does make the list that you had been compromising on? Put it down. By then you're placing your order with the universe, but then you let the universe do the heavy lifting. And you don't have to worry about the specifics. All you have to do is go through open doors, but honor red flags, knowing that you're staying true to your core needs from a place of not hypervigilance, but rather openness. I hope that was helpful, Gail.
Oh, it was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my...
Amazingly, right on. Amazingly, yeah.
I love to hear that. Thank you very much. I'll give myself some psychic points. thank you. And while the show only has one more week, send me an email through elitetarot.com. Let me know how things are going. But it's been an honor to do a reading for you today. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, I'm honored for you, too. Thank you so much. And best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Gail. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings. If you'd like to get a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Main Street Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Stop thinking and start acting. And I'll tell you what repeated thinking does. It doesn't help you in creating your dream life. It actually creates a lot of unconscious stress. So remember how it feels when you think of something, but you don't do it. I want to call the doctor, I don't. I want to read a book, I don't. I want to go see a friend, I don't. I want to go on a diet, I don't. So there's many things where you think of something and you don't do it. And what happens is that when you don't do it, it creates stress. Also undermines your own strength and confidence in yourself. So it's really important to get going. You have a thought, act it out, and you're done.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. As I said earlier, next week, May 3rd, will be the last show of Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. It has been such an amazing experience, but I have to step out of my comfort zone. If I'm going to talk the talk, I need to walk the walk. But it has been a wonderful and terrific experience. If you'd like to stay in contact and I can tell you what I'm doing next, feel free to send me an email at info@elitetarot.com or just go through the website's contact us page. You can just put news in the subject and I will keep you updated. So today we are doing readings. We do have a phone line open. If you'd like to get a reading, you can give us a call at 800-930-2819. I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. So let's go to the next call. Now, this name sounds familiar because I believe it's an A through K name, which I mentioned. Arabella, welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Yes, thank you so much. It was fun to hear my name. I wanted to thank you for, you know, what you've been doing and offering this service of your expertise in tarot. It's very inspiring.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much to me. Thank you so much. Is there anything I can do a reading for you for today?
So I am, I've been wondering if perhaps it's time for me to move out of Seattle. And the only thing is, and it's mainly because of the weather. And
although I hear today is a beautiful day.
Right. This is the kind of weather I like every day.
Yes,
and
I hear
so,
you.
You know, I've lived in California before. I've lived in various cities, but I can't actually think of where I actually would want to move. And I do love Seattle. It's just I don't know if it's that good for my mental health.
Yeah, I hear you.
In the winter. So up till just a few days ago, I was really having a hard time with it. So anyway, yeah, I'd like a reading on that, on my location and environment.
You bet. Let's take a look. So I pulled three cards while you were talking, and Interesting. So the very first card that we get is card number 14 in the Major Arcana Temperance. Now, I don't remember. I only keep notes of the names. So you have to let me know if any of these cards are familiar, particularly with the fact that it's a Temperance card. So the Temperance card is in the Major Arcana, and this is here as your core card. What this card is showing is that yes, the weather is of serious concern, but what that weather kind of thing is it's really triggering something very different, because the Temperance card highlights a bit of an unconventional path, and that there's something in your personal contract with the universe at birth, if you believe in that, that says, I'm going on the path less traveled. I'm making my own path. And here in this Temperance card, you see a person, and behind the person, you see a very clear path leading through lush mountains and everything and grass and a very clear pathway, but you're not on it. Instead, the person is walking forward where no path exists. And so the key is to stay as balanced as possible, really tapping into what your core needs are. Similar to what I was talking about with Gail in terms of her career, I would definitely encourage you to take a sheet of paper and write down what your core needs. If you could have any location in the world, not dream too small, but dream big, what would the core needs be? And weather is a very valid need, because your list is going to be different from Benny's, it's going to be different from mine, but you want to put down those core needs without specifics, because here there is this feeling like you're moving forward, but you're going more towards, it's just more towards your overarching journey, which is about forging your own way, and so because of it, there's that desire to move forward. Does that resonate so far?
Right. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
something terrific. Something challenging or blocking you is the Two of Cups. Now, it's an interesting cross, because the Temperance card is the overarching archetype of the Two of Cups. And if you look at the Temperance card and then the Two of Cups, you will see that kind of the Two of Cups is like a deconstructed salad of the Temperance card. And it really is just how you forge your path forward where no path exists. What are the actual specifics of it? You see the two energies, left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine, and you see kind of the worries kind of trying to come in between and compartmentalize. And they're both carrying, they both have a cup, and they're coming together, again, forming this Temperance card. And what's more, you got these angel wings above in the Two of Cups, and in the Temperance card, it's all there behind the person who's walking. So the Two of Cups and the Temperance card, they really are the exact same card. It's just one's the how you do the other one. And so really something challenging or blocking you is allowing those worries to kind of worries that have not been proven true to kind of separate out your unique composite of creative, analytical, you know, adventurous, as well as sedentary, you know, it's all those, you're not just one person. And it's really about finding the place that, or having the place find you, which totally matches your unique composite, but not placing energy during this time into things that have not been proven true. I know if you've heard me do the kind of worry exercise, but you might want to find a time that you're not going to be disturbed, find a time that you're worrying the most. Take a sheet of paper and just write down all of your worries, so they're not still, you're not hanging out in your unconscious and in your brain. Then the next day at your sanest time, take your sheet of paper out with all these worries. They're going to be looking as if they were written by someone else altogether, because you wrote them at a time when the conscious brain was snoozing. Take your sheet of paper and a Sharpie and cross off everything that has not been proven true. for everything left, take a pen and write one or two things that you are doing with your power to address the remaining concerns. So we're separating out the worries, and then we're only placing energy into that which we have power and control over. Plus, also, it is by unifying all the aspects that make up you. You can see in the Two of Cups, worries really have no power. You can't get rid of them, but they just have less and less power. Before I turn to the advice card, just want to touch base, see if that's resonating.
Yeah, I think that's a really great exercise. I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. And please don't call it...
That's really fascinating too. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, and please don't call it an exercise, because, again, we want that inner child spirit, especially for you, because you're taking this path where no path exists. We really want to tap into let that inner child lead. And let me tell you, no 8-year-old or 10-year-old likes to exercise, work, or do any of those things. So we want to make sure we're not using those mm-hmm. words, because those words will actually halt energy. And they also send the unconscious message to yourself that this is a burden, this is a challenge, or I might not do it, or I might fail. And so we want to get rid of all of that stuff, all that crap.
Okay.
All right, so the advice card. Excellent. The advice card is the Two of Swords. Okay, so here, swords are all about taking action. The Two is all about making those decisions. Here you have a person who is blindfolded, but it's really just tapping into your own energy. Again, going back to the Temperance card, you are on a different path than everybody else on this planet. And so if you compare your path to anybody else, you're actually doing disservice to your unique path, because then your mind, unconsciously, you're looking behind you instead of in front of you. We can look at other people's paths to say, wow, oh, that's an interesting thing. That's good. No, I don't want that. But ultimately, it's all about tuning into yourself and knowing that as long as you are honoring that inner child spirit, as long as you're honoring your own sense of where you feel led to and where you feel there are no red flags, because you know your red flags because you've got them written down on your list of your core needs, then just make the decision. Because this is about making that decision, but unfortunately not having the clear flashing green arrow, which would be so helpful. I would appreciate the flashing green arrow myself as I say goodbye to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, but alas, I don't have it, so I have to make the decisions beforehand. And so it just honor your own journey, and because that's how it's going to move forward. Have the faith that as you take a step forward, a path appears. I hope that's been helpful.
Absolutely. It went beyond my question, but I think it applies to a lot of different things too. So, yeah.
Oh, excellent. Well, come to the website, alitaro.com. Keep me updated on how things go. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. And good luck with your next step.
Thank you so much. I wish I knew what it was, but I'm like with you and I'm like with everybody else, is we're just doing it one step at a time. That's all we can do. Thanks so much for calling. We're going to take our... We're going to take our last break. When we come back, got more readings to do. If you'd like to get a reading, give us a call. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Please join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
These are the days when anything goes. Every day is a winding road. I get a little bit closer. Every day is a faded sign. I get a little bit closer.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Next to last show next week, May 3rd, will be the last episode of Mainstream Metaphysics Radio as I begin my winding road. And just like with everyone else, I gotta honor open doors and honor red flags. So, but today, doing readings, but I did want to talk a little bit about honoring and protecting intuitive gifts, because lately I've had quite a few clients either over the phone or in person come to me where it's clear before we even turn over a card that their intuitive energy has gotten a bit askew. I always say that we are all surrounded by energy. Now, while we're all intuitive to some level or not, personally, I don't even believe in the word psychic just because it makes it sound like I got supernatural powers, I can see through buildings or anything like that. It's just another word for intuitive. But while we're all intuitive, some people are more intuitive than others. People are either born with an increased ability to be intuitive or they develop their intuitive muscle early on in life. This can take the form of being a child in a house with perhaps a bipolar parent, an addiction-fueled household, medically intensive situations, abuse. In these times, a child needs to strengthen their intuitive ability for their own survival. What is the emotional temperature of those around me? Not realizing it at the time, what is actually happening is a strengthening of the person's intuitive abilities. As we get older, we tend to unconsciously push down that intuitive ability as it can be unsettling. People who are very intuitive can be subject to scary dreams that don't seem to make sense. They can be super sensitive to people and situations around them, which can feel isolating and stressful. Yet, it is that intuition which can help guide the path forward on a person's unique journey in life. When we push this down, it's as if we're sweeping something under the rug. At some point, you just have a lumpy rug, which is easy to trip over, knocking over things. Now you got to clean it up. It's a big mess. Rather than fear this intuition, work with it, embrace it, celebrate it, and honor it. If you were a chef, your knives and cutting boards would be part of your toolkit. As such, you wouldn't want to use your cutting board to hold your muddy boots or use your knife to cut through lumber. And someone intuitive, it's important to take care of your tools. I was thinking about this the other day when I was getting my hair done, and a guy walked by all the stations carrying a big bag. And turns out he was a mobile scissors sharpener guy. And it makes sense that hairstylists have to make sure their tools are in working at their best. I just didn't know it was a business. What an awesome idea. Now, this part is kind of hard to explain, but I'm going to give it a try. If you've ever been inside an elevator and someone steps inside on a floor who's wearing lots of perfume, it's sort of a rush on the senses. If you like the perfume, you might get a little closer to investigate, trying to figure out what the scent is so that you can go to the store and buy it yourself. Alternatively, you might scooch further away from it because there's something about that smell that does not react well with you. However, as you're still in an elevator with many more floors to go, you just have to stay there, getting as far away from the smell as possible, but not really able to fully escape it. Now, imagine that the person stepped into the elevator with that strong perfume, only there is no odor. You are either still drawn to it or repelled by it, just the same as if there was a strong smell that you could clearly identify. For me, that's how it is when a client who's intuitive walks into my office, calls into the show, or if I do a reading for them over phone or Skype. If that person is grounded, caring for their intuitive gift, I can tell they're wearing this perfume, so to speak, and it does not register beyond that. Alternatively, if they have become drained, pushed down their intuition, or have unwittingly brought in energy that does not belong to them, I will sort of smell this perfume with no odor, and it will immediately alter my approach to the reading. Now, what do I mean by unwittingly bringing in energy that does not belong? Now, if you're one of these super intuitive people, you are like a sponge. If you ever use your sponge to clean your kitchen table, you can't easily pick and choose what the sponge absorbs, so you have to rinse it out often. If you're intuitive, you can be highly affected by those around you. And even if it has nothing to do with you, you can still pick up the energy and take it on as yours. For example, if you're on a bus and the stranger sitting next to you is yelling at someone on the phone, you might absorb that person's anger and hurt feelings. It does not mean then that you will be angry or hurt, but the experience will stay with you a long time and may impact your joy, your outlook, your actions that day. You might have nightmares that stem from the incident and wonder what are the messages that the nightmare means, when again, it has nothing to do with you. Yet, even if you're aware about this, about you being intuitive, it's not really clear what to do about it. You can't easily just think your way to releasing something like this, particularly as your brain will want to make connections between this and something related to you. Everyone has heard of sage as a way of clearing energy, but frankly, I've used sage. It stinks up the place and is a giant mess to deal with. If it works for you, great. It's just my experience. Also, you can't sage yourself at school, work, on the bus, or on a plane. So what's an intuitive to do? Well, I like to come up with concrete things people can put in place. So while you can't use sage, maybe you can use sage sticks. Now, in all the decks I use, I have a sage stick that I put in a potpourri bag so it doesn't leak out with stuff. And I put one in each of my tarot bags. I don't do any formal sage ceremony, but the cards are always being impacted by the cleansing energy of sage. And I can take it on planes, trains, and automobiles. Also, it's kind of like an air freshener. Meditate. Meditate for grounding. When we think of meditation, we picture a person sitting who's super flexible, sitting on a cushion that doesn't seem too comfortable. Meditation has wonderful benefits. But for grounding, it's a great way of releasing stuff that doesn't belong to you. But rather, sit in a chair. Put your feet on the ground so you're feeling that grounded part. Feel your feet at the roots of the tree connecting you and your spirit to the earth. Oh, my gosh. I have so many more ideas. I will try to get to the rest of them next week. But use your own ingenuity. come up with ways that are grounding, but recognize that if you're intuitive, it's super important that you honor, acknowledge, and just take care of those gifts, because otherwise it can impact you and how you feel things about yourself that really don't have anything to do with you, or it can then create self-fulfilling prophecies. Again, I have so much more I want to talk about this, but another show, although there's only one more week, so maybe next week. So I want to thank everyone for tuning into our reading show, our next to last reading show, on Main Street Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week, our final show. Oh my gosh. Please join me next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.